Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Last week, a buzz was created when a sales listing appeared for Concord Mall in North Wilmington. Was the end near for the retail mainstay on Concord Pike that opened in the late 1960s? Its owner says not so fast, claiming the listing was a mistake. But the mall seems a shell of its former self these days. This week, contributor Eileen Dalabrita takes a closer look at where things stand with Concord Mall and what could be next for it, as many malls around the country face extinction. And she joined me earlier this week to discuss what she learned. So let's start with that elephant in the room, or the mall, I guess, in this case. What is the deal with this recent sales listing for Concord Mall? What did it say, and what is its owner saying about it now?
Well, the mall's longtime leasing agent listed the mall for sale on its website, gave a price, $30 million, and then ownership said, nope, it's all a mistake, that it was posted an error, and it's since been taken down, and they apologize for any confusion.
So it does make you think that if even a mistaken listing was put up, that there's been some thought about selling it, right? I mean, that only makes sense.
That's my impression.
Fair enough. So let's talk about what's going on at the mall right now itself. Walking through the mall myself recently, I was struck by the number of vacancy, the lack of foot traffic during the holiday season. What can you tell us about the mall's relative retail health right now?
Well, we know that it has a 77% occupancy rate, which means its vacancies are more than twice as high as other malls in Concord's category. We also know that Sears, that big Sears store, has been dark for 5 years, and the mall's owners and management aren't in the driver's seat there. Sears Holding Company owns that store, and they ultimately call the shots.
So really just kind of in limbo right now with Sears and with all those vacancies. You spent some time at the mall this week like I did recently. You were talking to people about what's going on there. What did you hear from the people you talked about on the ground at the mall about what they're seeing and feeling about Concord Mall?
Well, the mall is clean and well lit. It doesn't look like it's about to fall down or anything. It's maintained. Shoppers say they love Chick-fil-A, where there is always a line, and they adore Boscov's. They just wish there were more stores.
Yeah, it seems like it is kind of lopsided, you know, on that Boscov side. There seems to be more activity, restaurants and such on the Boscov side than obviously down by the other end where the dark Sears store is. I guess that's part of the problem that they've got to try and figure out, right?
Yeah, and there's a new restaurant, Mex-a-Mex, very near Boscov's, down at that more popular end of the mall. Big restaurant, really nice bar. It's a nice place, and it was great to see.
So the mall seemed to be in trouble back in 2020 when it was sold to Namdar Realty Group, and by fall of 2022, you were reporting that it was boasting 80% occupancy. While moving away from national chains and trying to attract local retailers and non-traditional service providers, what can you tell us about what happened to that approach? Did that approach ultimately fail?
I wouldn't say that it's failed. One of the retailers that they had brought in from the shopping center that closed in Claymont was a furniture store, and that is no longer there. Like most malls, Concord was open to non-traditional tenants, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. For example, I saw that a small spa there is now closed.
So they're still just trying to find, I guess, the right mix or the right people to kind of take off in some of these vacancies.
I think so.
So we've seen other malls disappear or be sold and undergo major redevelopment. Among the more recent examples, Plymouth Meeting Mall over in Pennsylvania. What do those mall situations tell us about what could be next for Concord Mall?
Well, Plymouth Meeting and Berkshire Mall, both in Pennsylvania, were physically, at least, in much worse shape than Concord. That said, I I think it just reinforces that there is a very strong trend of malls being redeveloped for other purposes, such as housing.
And that's something to certainly kind of keep an eye on. When you have that listing come up, that's, I guess, the immediate thought people have is like, okay, here's what's going to happen. They're going to sell it and something's going to be redeveloped. Is that kind of been the trend? Is it gets sold and then it gets redeveloped?
Yes. And there are typically there is a small retail presence, but there will, you know, that it's such a bonus, I think, for developers to have a big chunk of land that a mall and all its parking typically encompass. So there's a lot of different stuff you can do with it.
So with that in mind, what are some of the pluses that Concord Mall would offer to a developer if they wanted to redevelop the Concord Mall site?
Well, it has a great location on Route 202, which, as we all know, is a very heavily trafficked road. And it's right, you know, in North Wilmington, which is an affluent area. And it is not far from the Pennsylvania border. So, and, you know, we don't charge sales tax here in Delaware. So those are some really significant pluses. Plus, as I mentioned before, just the, you know, it is, as far as I can tell, it is the largest contiguous property on Route 202. So having that big piece of real estate that is, you know, not a small lot, not a series of small lots, that's very attractive to developers.
Yeah, there's not a lot of opportunities like that available anywhere really in North Wilmington, right?
Absolutely.
So on the other side, what would be some of the impediments to the mall property being sold and then kind of reimagined?
Well, you know, we talked briefly about Sears, and you know, I think that it's a source of frustration for the people who live near the mall, and also for the people who are you know, have taken on the task of trying to bring back this mall, that you have this big anchor that is dark, and they don't really have any say over what happens to it. And also, there are, you know, there are anchors there, and anchors have a lot of power, typically long-term leases, or like Sears, they own their stores. And if they dig in their heels and they're doing well, they can really throw a wrench in the works.
Just for clarity's sake, can they sell Concord Mall before the Sears situation is resolved? Or what would that look like if they sold it and Sears was still kind of sitting there like, well, we're not ready to do anything?
You know, I don't know the specifics of their of what's going on with Sears, and in terms of what kind of say that they have over the rest of the property, but they definitely, you know, own theirs, and they have absolute sovereignty over that property, which is almost 200,000 square feet.
I was going to say, I mean, it's kind of hard to develop around that, and you wouldn't want to develop around a large empty store. I mean, that's not really viable for someone to redevelop until that's resolved, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of people who want to live next door to a vacant department store.
So as we wrap up, you know, your thoughts on, can we expect some resolution or movement on Concord Mall and what's next for it in the relatively near future? Does something kind of need to happen, or can it go on like this for a little while longer?
I think it can go on like this for a little while longer, but I don't think that it can go on like this for indefinitely. That they either need to you know, find the mix of retailers. They're not having any national retailers sign on. A lot of them are still there, like Victoria's Secret and H&M, and but they don't have new national retailers coming in because they're going away from mall-based stores. So I think that something dramatic needs to happen, but I'm not quite sure what that is.
Yeah, I guess that the longer it goes on like this, there's a greater likelihood that the H&Ms of the world or the Children's Place that's still there, the national outlets would maybe at some point give up and leave, which could really cripple them if they don't do something before that.
Yeah, when these leases are up, these national retailers are leaving the malls that aren't really great. I mean, Christiana is a power center, and it's always, if not 100% leased, almost 100% leased. But there aren't many malls left like that anymore, which is why these retailers are moving away when their lease is up.
Thanks to contributor Eileen Dalabrida for joining us on The Green this week. A reminder, her piece on Concord Mall and its future is available at DelawarePublic.org. Up next, we hear from the Delaware HIV Consortium about its work to help those living with HIV in the first state. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.